council grave our king did hold with many a lord and knight, that he might truly understand that France did hold his right. Unto the king of France therefore ambassador he sent, that he might truly understand his mind and whole intent. Desiring him in friendly sort his lawful right to yield, or else he swore by dint of sword to win the fame in field. The king of France with all his lords which heard his message plain, unto our brave ambassador did answer in disdain, and said our king was yet too young and of too tender age, therefore we weigh not of his wars, nor fear not his courage. His knowledge is in feats of arms as yet but very small, his tender joints more fitter were to toss a tennis ball. A ton of tennis balls therefore in pride and great disdain he sent unto our noble king to recompense his pain. Which answer when our king did hear, he waxed wrath in his heart. He said he would such balls provide, should make all France too smart. An army then our king did hold, which was both good and strong, and from Southampton is our king with all his navy gone. In France he landed safe and sound with all his warlike train, unto the town of Hers the next he marched up amain. But when he had besieged the same against their fenced walls, to batter down their stately towers he sent his English balls. This done, our noble king marched up and down the land, and not a Frenchman for his life durst once his force withstand. Until he came to Agincourt, where as it was his chance to find the king in readiness with all his power of France. A mighty host he had prepared of armed soldiers then, which was no less by just account than 40,000 men. Which sight did much amaze our king, for he in all his host, not passing 15,000, had accounted with the most. The king of France, which well did know the number of our men, in vaunting pride unto a prince did send a herald then, to understand what he would give for ransom of his life, when they in field had taken him amidst that bloody strife. But then our king with cheerful heart this answer them did make, and said, before this comes to pass, some of your heart shall shake. And to your proud presumptions, prince, declare this thing, quoth he, mine own hot blood shall pay the price, none else he gets of me. With that bespake the Duke of York, a noble king, quoth he, the leading of this battle brave vouchsafe to give it me. God of mercy, cousin York, quoth he, I grant thee thy request, then march thou on courageously, and we will lead the rest. Then came the bragging Frenchmen down with their cruel force and might, with whom our noble king begun a hard and cruel fight. The archers they discharged their shafts so thick as hail from sky, that many a Frenchman in the field that happy day did die. The horsemen tumbled on the stakes, and so their lives they lost, and many a Frenchman there was taken for prisoners to their cost. 10,000 men that day was slain of enemies in the field, and eke as many prisoners that day was forced to yield. Thus had our king a happy day and victory over France, and brought them quickly underfoot that late in pride did prance. The Lord preserve our noble king and grant to him likewise the upper hand and victory of all his enemies.